Welcome to Inside Central Oregon, a weekly public affairs program from Horizon Broadcasting Group. The opinions expressed on this program are from our guests and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station.
Hi, I'm Dave Clemens, and in studio with me now I have Amber Thatcher. She's the Executive Director for City Club of Central Oregon. How are you this morning?
Good, how are you, Dave?
Doing good. You guys have your next forum coming up on Wednesday, June 25th, and I feel like this is one that we've been talking about on our shows a lot lately, because it's getting worse and worse.
I bet, yes.
All the time.
Yes.
And that's food insecurity.
Yes, yes. It's a very important topic that as we are planning the forum and getting speakers lined up, we're learning so much more about, and it's just a growing need and growing issue in Central Oregon. And it's very complex, has a lot of pieces to it. So we're looking forward to being able to highlight this issue to the community, and also highlight the great work that's being done by local organizations to address the problem.
Part of the reason you're doing this is just to talk about what the problem is and the cause of the problem. A lot of people, when you say food insecurity, the first thing they think of is like panhandlers and such. Mm-hmm. But a lot of these people, they're working one or two jobs. They've got kids at home.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is normal from the outside.
Right.
They just don't have any budget left for some food.
Yeah, I think it's a hidden problem for a lot of people, right? That we don't just see out in the open and recognize it as such. So it could be a coworker, it could be a student in a classroom that we just don't know that they are struggling. Some of the facts that I've heard or statistics I've heard is, people are one paycheck away. A lot of people are one paycheck away from being food insecure, and it could be, a medical bill pops up or a car repair needs to happen. And so you have to make those choices of, do I pay my medical bill? Do I, replace the part on the car that I need to get to work every day? And then that choice happens to be food. And so then, you're going hungry. The other stat I heard was that, people that access food banks or food pantries or food resources in the community might only do it 5 times. So it's not a habitual thing that people are doing. It's really to get them, across a bridge when an obstacle comes up that then they have to choose between food and paying rent. So it's a really unique problem, and it's a growing problem in our community.
Sure. And just because of things that are happening in the world right now, some people concerned about food sources right now, how Neighbor Impact, these other organizations get their food, that it looks like that could be changing. And we need to talk about it to adjust.
Right.
If and when those changes happen.
Right. Yeah. I think part of, our goal for this is, again, to highlight the issue and highlight the things that are happening locally with our organizations, the great work that they're doing. But also, to your point, things are likely about to change. And so looking to the community to really be knowledgeable about what those changes are and how they're potentially going to impact the organization's ability to support people with food insecurity in our communities, and how can people in the community step up to help support and fill in the gaps where, things might be going away that were there previously, and these organizations can't do it alone. So it's really important for our community to know about the issue and know how they can support as well.
We have so many organizations working on this problem, and one of the things that I've been impressed by is how they've evolved over the years. Back in the day when you're talking about food insecurity, it was, donate some cans and some boxes of macaroni and cheese and this and that. And that was a great start. It was giving people food. But they've done such a great job on evolving to healthy food and the different organizations we have that are making sure we're doing vegetables and foods that you can actually make a meal out of by cooking,
right,
instead of just boiling water or whatever.
Right.
And it's really kind of an exciting thing that they've done.
It is. It's a really, the more we're learning about it as we're, like I said, developing the forum, it's really impressive what the network of organizations in the community have done to support each other, to be working with local farmers to harvest food that then goes to people that need healthy foods in their lives. There's a Food RX program where people can get prescriptions from their physicians that then they are able to go and obtain healthy vegetables through these food networks. There's really interesting growing techniques and new technologies that are happening. So it's allowing someone like Seed to Table to grow food for an extended period of time. We have such a short growing season here in Central Oregon, but the technology that they're using has really allowed them to increase the types of food and amount of food and duration of growing seasons so that they can then, help support local efforts to get healthy foods out into the community as well. And it's not just, this problem isn't affecting a specific population. It's seniors. Meals on Wheels delivers food to seniors, but Mosaic was telling us what happens to the person that doesn't have teeth. And so they provide blenders to help support the food that the seniors are getting in a way that they're able to eat it. So it's a really complex problem that, you have to think about a lot of different things, and it affects so many other aspects of our community. It affects healthcare. People that identify as food insecure tend to have longer hospital stays than people that don't. So there's extra pressure on our healthcare systems. Education, think about when you're hungry and your focus level and your attitude and that sort of thing. And, think about a child in a classroom that is hungry all day, and how are they learning? How is that impacting the learning, their development into, adulthood, and it impacts that. So that's one of the things that we'll talk about in the forum as well, of just what other aspects of our community is this impacting, this problem, because it is widely spread and affects a lot of different things that are happening in our community.
Now, do people have to register for this before they go?
Yep. So it is a registration that we ask people to do. You can register at cityclubco.org. The forum is on Wednesday, June 25th from 11:30 to 1 at the Unitarian Universalist Fellowship of Central Oregon. And we expect a full house. We hope to have a full house. It's such an important topic that we want to get as many people in the know and learning about what they can do to support this.
We've been talking to Amber Thatcher, the executive director for City Club of Central Oregon. June 25th, that's a Wednesday, is when they'll do this forum on food insecurity. What time did you say it was?
It's 11:30 to 1. There's a lunch option when you register, so we do have lunch, or you can attend without the lunch option as well. So plenty of registration options.
Amber, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Dave.
Give us the website one more time.
cityclubco.org.
You're listening to Inside Central Oregon, a weekly public affairs program from Horizon Broadcasting Group.